Now, fat cat wages at Czech state-controlled companies during the economic crisis have been pushed into the limelight by the main opposition party, the Social Democrats. Party bosses say some of the pay packets now being admitted by top managers of state firms are excessive and have called for the incoming caretaker government of Prime Minister Jan Fischer to tackle them. Chris Johnston has the details.
High wages at state-run companies hit the headlines recently when the boss of state rail company České dráhy, Petr Žaluda, admitted in an interview that his monthly wage totaled around £500,000, or around $25,000. That is around 20 times the average Czech wage. The boss of power giant ČEZ, Martin Roman, confirmed his wage is around the same ballpark figure. The boss of the state forestry company earns around 285,000 crowns a month, and the boss of the post office around 250,000 crowns. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek says such wages were set at a time of high economic growth. They do not now correspond to the state of the overall economy, the results of the companies concerned, and the need to make savings. He suggests the wages be cut by a third or half. His call has been echoed by the Social Democrat head of the Central Bohemian region, David Rat, who has threatened cutting regional subsidies for Czech rail services if the wages of the rail boss are not reduced. But Czech Association of Managers board member Luděk Pfeiffer says the level of current Czech state sector pay is not out of line.
Well, I wouldn't say it is excessive. I would say it's just in normal level comparing with the other state-controlled companies in EU countries and like that. I wouldn't say there is an excess, no.
Mr. Pfeiffer, who runs both a biotechnology and consultancy company, says average management wages in the private sector are around 100,000 crowns a month, but are often at least doubled when performance bonuses are taken into account.
The very, very average level of the total target cash, I mean total money earned in the year, goes from 2 million to 3.5 million Czech crowns altogether, total target cash. And it is divided 50-50 to base and to bonus.
Mr. Paroubek's demand for wage cuts at the top of state firms has stirred accusations of crude populism. But the attacks from the main centre-right party, the Civic Democrats, have been muted. Their transport minister, Petr Bendl, has suggested that railway managers' wages fall 15% because of poor results. Meanwhile, the head of the statistical office and incoming prime minister, Mr. Fischer, has noted the Social Democrats' wage demand, but preferred for now to steer clear of this particular numbers game.
We'll have to wait and see to find out what happens. Chris Johnston with that report.